The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. You're going to listen to All About Real Estate. If you want to call in number 410-922-6680. Talk about anything that you'd like to talk or have questions about real estate. It is one gorgeous day out there, a little breezy, 70 degrees maybe, and the sun is shining, my kind of weather, just perfect. So I was thinking, you know, real estate can also feel like the weather. It's unpredictable, it's ever-changing. It's influenced by various external factors, and just as a sunny day can turn into a thunderstorm with almost no warning, the real estate market can shift rapidly based on economic conditions, but mainly it's from listening to the news and listening to people panic about it. Yesterday, as I sat at my desk, it was gorgeous outside, 70 degrees, and in a split second, there was a boom of thunder. Minutes from that, a driving rain, heavy gust. It looked like pink snow from all the flowering trees around. And the weather can change anytime. And when somebody says, how's the weather? It depends. Is it in your block? Is it across town? Is it in another state? The weather is perceived. Real estate is perceived as the weather is perceived. Listen to anybody. I have a friend who would think today is too cold. I would think they don't like it unless it's 90 degrees. I think it's perfect outside. So again, in many markets, think about when people say, is the market good? Or I heard the market was bad. Where did you hear it from? And sometimes they are reading news that's not even in their own state. It's on the other side of the country because somebody has realized if they write an article about real estate negatively, that's what is read and repeated by the media. As you have heard me say, if your home sells, the market is wonderful. If your home is not selling, maybe it's not a good market. It is so unpredictable. It is just like the weather. So what I'm finding is that everybody says, oh, you should really list your house in the spring. Spring is the best time. Well, you all have heard me say the best time to list your house is when you are ready and when your house is ready. There might be lots of people out today, maybe coming from church, pretty day, driving by open houses, want to come in and see what the decorations are like. But we need to be careful because agents and real estate agents analyze and study the market. They predict the future, and meteorologists analyze patterns and trends, and they forecast the weather. They observe trends just like inventory levels. Sometimes there's too many houses. Sometimes there's not enough. Sometimes they're selling really quickly. And the demographic just shifts. It gives insight as to where the market might be headed. Local conditions matter greatly in real estate, as it does in weather. The climate can greatly affect property values. I mean, when you've got 4 feet of snow, you're probably not going to have that many showings. Similar to the real estate, and so While some neighborhoods with less appeal can see properties decline, others can see them improve. You can have a pocket area where that area is getting fabulous sales. Put it on the market, it sells immediately. You just don't know. So again, being aware of the market climate can lead to better decisions. Maybe it can maximize your opportunities. Maybe it can minimize your risk. But you need to understand the real estate like you understand the weather, that change is always there. When you're selling a house, when you're buying a house, rather than being glued to what the news people are saying in another state, either about the weather or about real estate, talk to your real estate agent. Talk to the person who has a pulse on what's happening in your neighborhood and why. Yes, we have slowdowns, we have increases. When the right buyer finds the house, that's when your house is going to sell, provided you have made a really nice impression with the house. So that's how I am truly feeling about weather and about real estate. And if anybody's got any comments on that, please don't hesitate. Give us a call. You can reach us at 410-922-6680. I want to tell you, I am going to be at an open house today. Pretty weather. I am going to be at 2007 Thistlewood Road, which is off of Smith Avenue in 21209. It is a beautiful colonial. It's ready to move in. It has accessibility. It is in the homes at the Beezer Homes, also Park at Mount Washington, Summit School Systems, very convenient to shopping and to the ice cream shop in Mount Washington, quick access to the Baltimore Beltway, 695, the Quarry, I-83. Again, this address, 2007 Thistlewood. I will be there today from 2 to 4. It has one of the largest primary bedrooms I've seen. It's been increased in size. It's got three walk-in closets in that primary bedroom. It has the laundry room upstairs. It's got an office on the first floor, a huge open plan on the first floor, and it has accessibility. It has a hidden elevator, full-size elevator, if you need it for accessibility. So if you want to come see the house today, please stop by. If you need directions, call me after the show at 410-530-2400. We have a Chip on the line. Good afternoon, Chip.
Hi. I had a question about coming soon properties. Me and my wife have been looking for a property, and we see it was coming soon, and before it actually listed, it sold. Is that like a normal thing?
I don't think it's normal, but what's changed recently is that we have for a long time been able to put properties on as coming soon. Before, not too long ago, they had to go live in 21 days. They have changed that so that the coming soon can go indefinitely. And you're right. I have seen agents have complained that sometimes by the time it actually hits the multiple list, it is already under contract. Is this fair? Probably not. Complain doesn't do any good. But it supposedly, it absolutely cannot be shown in a coming soon status. So if you see a coming soon, you need to watch the multiple list. You need to talk to the real estate agent to find out when the first day it can actually be shown. So coming soon, you cannot show the house to anybody. Otherwise, the other are pending, active, active under contract, those kinds of things. Chip, does that help?
It does, but the one thing that I wasn't clear on is, like, a house, we had our eye on a house, and we have an agent, and 2 days before the house was supposed to go active, it just showed up pending. Is that...
Well, I tell
you, how did somebody buy a house that way? Like...
Well, somebody has figured out that maybe you and your wife, somebody like you, could have called that agent and said, okay, I'm submitting an offer sight unseen. That's the only way I can think of that it would be done legitimately, that somebody actually bought it sight unseen.
All righty. Well, that clears that up. I don't think I would want to do that.
But. No, I don't think you. And I think the best thing you can do is continue to stay in touch with your real estate agent. You also keep your eyes open. You can find all the properties on the multiple list. You can just, if you see something, just Google that address. It'll show up in all the different portals. Let's do a plug for what you're looking for. Chip, what kind of house are you looking for and what area?
I'm looking for a rancher in Harford County with like an acre of land, and our budget is $600,000.
Okay. So anybody who's listening to this, if you know of a home to sell in Harford County, a rancher.
No, Harford County.
Harford County. Thank you for correcting me. In Harford County, that's on about an acre of land and a rancher. I think we want no steps, and we want it to be maximum $600,000. If anybody has a home like this, give me a call. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And Chip, if you will call me or have your real estate agent call me during the week, I will let you know if we got any calls on that.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
I
love your show.
Thank you. Chip, do not give up. I have people who have looked for a home for 1, 2, 3 years. I know that sounds ludicrous.
No, that's what we've been doing. About a year.
Okay. My suggestion to you is do not settle. Don't buy a house just because it's the only one there. Make sure it's what you want. I'll give you a quick example. I have a friend long time ago. She wanted a special house, a long, big rancher, and she bought a townhome to, quote, tide her over. Here it is. 30 years later, she's still in that same townhouse. She thought she would be there for a couple of years. Life didn't work that way. So if you're going to buy something, make sure that you really, really, it's the right place, not because you're feeling that pressure. And with that, we're going to step out. We're going to take a break. If Stephen, who's online, could hold, we'll talk to you after the break.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome at homerome.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites, how retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops, and how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. You want to call us 410-922-6680. We have a Stephen on the line. Stephen, thanks for waiting. Stephen? Did Stephen leave us? He got tired of waiting. Okay, maybe Stephen will call back. Give us a call, Stephen, 410-922-6680. Or when you call back, if you can ask your question of our producer, and maybe I can get it answered right here on the show. Okay, so we're not going to take Stephen right now. Another call that I got, it's a frequent call that I get. It's, we're not buying a house because the interest rates are too high. Don't you think interest rates are keeping people from buying houses? Well, I truly don't think the public cares that much about interest rates when they are getting a mortgage. And the people who have cash aren't worried about it at all. But I think people, when they're buying a house, they care about the monthly payment that comes from a combination of how much the home cost and how much the interest rate is. In other words, how much is it going to cost them to live in this house per month? And that's what they want. Of course, the interest rates make up that number. But again, in the past, when rates have gone up, sometimes prices come down. You want to keep that monthly payment in a range that you can afford and that your salary can keep up with. Lately, though, the lack of inventory has thrown this a bit out of whack. But when people say, oh, the interest rates are too high, they've gone up, that's not really the reason that I have found people are not buying. Questions about that, give me a call. Any lenders out there that want to chime in on that, I would be happy to talk to them. Again, this is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Want to share another magnificent property. It's in Stevenson. It is acreage. It's over 7 acres. It is probably the prettiest piece of land I've seen in Green Spring Valley. The potential is there for making one private estate, one home. It's located so conveniently, less than a mile from the Beltway, less than a mile from Falls Road. Very, very convenient. It has its own private road, so that could be gated. It is sitting on gorgeous land, trees, level spaces, a stream, and you could make this a gated community, home for yourself with all that privacy. And if you're interested, if you're thinking about building a very special home, or if you haven't been able to find one in the location you want, if you're working with a builder, give me a call. If you're a builder who has somebody for this 7.5 acres, it's going to take a very special buyer who wants to build a very special home on this magnificent piece of ground. And it's very unusual to have a piece of land this size in this location available to build. Again, any interest in it, have your agent call me, have your builder call me directly. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Another fabulous home that I have, very different. You guys know by now, I absolutely love unique properties. This is a very mid-century modern, very contemporary, high ceilings, tremendous amount of windows, lots of light, garage spaces for 6 cars. That's amazing right there. Gourmet kitchen, primary bedroom suite on the first floor, and that primary suite is bigger than most a lot of homes that you've grown up in. It's got a huge primary bedroom. It's got another huge room that really could be another 2 or 3 bedrooms. It's got double walk-in dressing areas with their own sinks. It's got a big soaking tub. Gorgeous, gorgeous property. The decking goes all the way around the house. You're sitting in the woods. It's a gated community. The address is Bywoods, 1805 Bywoods, and that zip code is 21153. If you're working with a real estate agent, have them give me a call to set up an appointment. We do not have a sign on the property, so just driving through the neighborhood, you're not going to find it. And if you'd like to see this property, give me a call, 410-530-2400. I have another home that's coming on the market, and Chip asked, what does that mean, coming on the market? I haven't really advertised it as coming on the market yet, but the reason mine is coming soon is because I was waiting to get the seller to be ready to sell and to make sure that I had the keys and the security system to have access to the house, and I will have that this week. This is a home that is in the Glen Avenue Cross Country area. It's the city 21215. It's a small 2-bedroom, 1-bath that could be expanded. You could put a second floor on it. It's got central air. It's got gas heat, and it's got off-street parking with a nice size driveway that you could get 4-6 cars in it, whatever you need. And it is going to be sold totally in as-is condition. It will need someone who wants to put some sweat equity in it. It could be sold to someone who wants to re do the entire house and resell it for a profit, maybe a flipper. But it's an adorable two-bedroom, one-bathroom house. And give me a call if that's something that you might be interested in. So that is a couple of homes that I have. Oh, I also have a co-op that is on the sixth floor with a balcony. It's a studio apartment. It's only meant for one person. It's got a balcony. It's got a kitchen, of course. It's got hardwood floors. It's got a bathroom and closet space on the sixth floor on a very, very secure build in a very secure building that is loaded with amenities from you have someone at the front door to park your car. You have a front desk person all the time. Your utilities other than electric are all included in the monthly fee. And also your taxes are included. Anybody interested in a one-bedroom studio in 11 Slade, please give me a call because I'd like to share that with you. Some special lucky person is going to be getting that property. And the bonus is if you needed it, it could be sold furnished. It has furniture in it now. It even has a piano in it. All of that could be sold at the same time, so it would be turnkey. Give me a call if you or you know someone, or maybe you've got a parent who is thinking about moving alone. Call me at 410-530-2400. When you sell a house, I've seen this many times about how stressful it is. And you've heard me talk about stress, and you've heard me say that I'm not going to ever sell my house because I'm not going to put me through the stress that I'm about to put you through. And, you know, when I talk to real estate agents, when I speak in front of people and I say that, they go, oh, no, you don't tell that to your customers and your clients, do you? And I said, of course I do. It's true. It is a stressful time selling a house. There is no way around it. I once had a guy said he'd been divorced three times and his three divorces were not as stressful as his one move. So one of the things I want to share with you is when you are ready to leave that house, your house is sold, you've packed it up, the moving truck is ready, you've got your settlement date, and you're getting ready to leave that house, make sure that you have gone through the house, hopefully before moving day, and you've put closure to it. Each home holds special memories, sometimes childhood memories that you've shared there. Maybe it's your childhood. Maybe it's your children's childhood. And as you prepare to move, and you could do this over a period of time, but make sure you do it before you leave, that you're able to really put closure and say goodbye to the house. Maybe get the family together, maybe do it as a family, maybe do it alone. Think about the good times, the family gatherings, the evenings, maybe even the challenges there that helped you to grow. There's not going to be all good times in a house. You're going to remember some of those memories. And again, inviting the family, let them share stories about saying goodbye and what the house meant to them and what your experiences were. Think about that. So, again, if you think I'm a little crazy, I had one guy long time ago when I suggested that he take some time to say goodbye to the house, to walk through each room and recall the laughter and all that stuff. He said to me, I hired you to be my real estate agent, not my psychiatrist. And I went, okay, guess he's not the right person to tell this to. Well, his wife called me right before they were ready to move, And she was laughing because she'd heard this comment from him. And she said, "My husband is in tears." And I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "Because you told us to say goodbye to the house. And when he went to do it, he was an emotional basket case. He was in tears." And I said, "I'm not saying a word, but at least I'm glad that he went ahead and said goodbye and got these emotional feelings out." I have to tell you, he gives me credit for that. And it's probably been 30, 35 years ago that that happened. And so my suggestion, just like you're saying goodbye to friends and neighbors, put some closure to that house. We are about to take another break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. Margaret Rome, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400 or right now, 410-922-6680.
Temperatures will trend warmer to the early portion of the upcoming week. To wrap up this weekend, some sunshine today with some gusty winds out of the northwest at times near 20 to 30 miles per hour as the high approaches 71. Winds will diminish overnight. It will be clear, the low down to 48 degrees. A little bit warmer for the start of the week tomorrow, the high of 76 under sunshine. Clear tomorrow night with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. And the warming trend continues on Tuesday with some more sun and a high close to 84 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive, life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works.
We can secure our world. When it's time to update an app, don't you hesitate. Do it ASAP. Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's fishy.
Let's report it. Install updates. Make better passwords. Think before you click. Use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, welcoming you back to Winning in Retirement.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome, all about real estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Last week, I was talking about all the different things that people collect that were in their homes, from turtles to cat rooms to all kinds of things like that. And I thought I would follow up because I told you that I was going to visit somebody who had a chicken in their sink. Well, I visited. I'm not going to tell you where or who, but this is a very, very special person who collects roosters. Yep. You heard me, roosters. Now, I have seen roosters in kitchens, and I have seen, a picture of a rooster or a plate, but I'm saying this one was roosters. So I thought, let me look up, what's the meaning of a rooster, and why would somebody have that much interest in it? Well, I'm going to relate it kind of like how bold the rooster is. It's vigilant in nature. It's a symbol of courage. It watches over its hens. It wakes us up at daybreak, and it's ready to face challenges. Think about it. The dawn, the early morning, that's the start of the day. That's a symbol of renewal and hope, a symbol of bravery and strength. Maybe this is a protector of your home and family. A rooster doesn't just scout for food. He's got an eye out for predators, alerting the flock. He is constantly watching and defending his hens against any kind of attackers. He takes his responsibility very, very seriously. And many artists have been absolutely enamored by roosters. I mean, if you go to the website, go to any place and just look up what place roosters have in the home or people decorating, there is a tremendous amount. I was totally not aware that someone could be such an avid rooster collector. The roosters have confident. They're very confident. They stride with their high chest. These are some of the reasons that people collect roosters. Someone may be deemed as cocky if they walk like a rooster, and people have been drawn to rooster imagery for many, many years for connections to the farm and connection to the kitchens. If you've got a story of a kind of collection that's unusual like that, we would love to hear about it. But I thought one of the interesting things, so I saw this unbelievable collection of roosters. If anybody's interested in roosters and purchasing anything, please give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400. But the interesting thing, probably maybe by June, maybe July, I'm going to be having a property come on the market. I'm calling it a barn dominium. It is a home that is now, it was a barn that is now a home. When they bought it more than 25 years ago, there were still animals in it. There were holes in the roof. It was just a barn. These very, very creative people took this barn, which is sitting on over 2 acres, and created an unusual, wonderful home. And what's making me think of that right now, I thought the person who is collecting rooster paraphernalia. I mean, they even have a chicken coop in the house that has been refinished and used to store books. That's the kind of things I'm talking about. I was thinking the person who would be buying this barn dominium in a few months would be the same person who probably loved the same kind of items that were in the house that I just saw. If you've got something very creative, something very interesting, special conditions, give me a call. We'd love to hear about it. I'll tell you one of the things that I saw in this person's home one time a long time ago. She had a table, and it had a glass top on it, and it basically was maybe a 2.5 foot round that came obviously from a tree. Still had the bark on it, and on the top there were some words written in it. And I said, please tell me about this. It's got to have a story. I mean, it was very lovely. And she said, when I was 15 years old or 16 years old, that was the first time I kissed my husband, and it was under the tree. And when I found out that they were going to destroy this tree, they were cutting it down, I went to the place and I asked them if I could have a big chunk of it, and I went ahead and I made my own table, and it's reminiscent, and it, when I look at it, I think of that love of that kiss from so many years ago. So as I was saying, you know, there's so many interesting things in our home, the way people live in our homes. I'd like to hear more about it. Every time I go out to visit a home, I get another story. And since I've been doing this for so long, I have so many wonderful stories, and I'm never, never getting tired of hearing about these stories. It's just a lot of fun. We're going to step out. We're going to take a break. You have any questions about real estate, give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400. Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. I want to read something to you written by a colleague of mine, Alan May, and I thought it was funny, so I thought I would share it with you. So listen carefully. He starts off by saying, realtors are not required in a real estate transaction. There, I said it out loud. We're not required. There's no law that says you must include a realtor when buying or selling a property in the United States. So why is it that when purchasing or selling in the States, the large majority of buyers and sellers still use a realtor or real estate agent when they do this transaction? He goes on to say, in his humble opinion, the answer is simple. Buying or selling a property is easily the most complicated transaction of one of the most expensive items you will ever buy or sell in your lifetime for the average person. And most people buy or sell a house, on average, no more than three times in their life. So they're looking for guidance of someone who has some experience, who can guide them through the minefields that is the real estate transaction. I love how he calls a real estate transaction a minefield. He says they are smart enough to understand that it's worth the fees that they might have to pay to prevent them from making potentially very expensive mistakes that could haunt them for years. It's a comfort factor. So more often than not, they will seek out the advice of a friend or a family member to see if they have some experience with an agent that served them well, someone they were happy with. If they can't find a trusted referral, they go online and they seek recommendations from online services, all of the different portals out there. And again, as he says, we're not required. Realtors are not required, but we are still chosen more often than not. That's a really good feeling. Anybody have any comments about that? Lots of people, yes, are selling their homes on their own without the help of a real estate agent. Well, not a lot of them, but there are people who put their homes on the market without an agent because it looks so very, very easy. It looks, we don't do anything. We put a couple of pictures in the multiple list. We put a sign up, and then we collect a check at the settlement table. It's really interesting. Talk to a few real estate agents. Find out what real estate is really like. And I think one of the reasons that we have so many people in real estate is that people get into real estate for the wrong reasons. They get in just for those same reasons that I told you, the for sale by owners put their home up that way. They think it's easy. They go take some classes, get their credit, take an exam. 6 weeks they can be licensed. And then all they have to do is get the listings and take some pictures and put their sign up, get some cards made, and they are a success in real estate. If that were so, why is such a huge, huge number of real estate agents getting out of the business within the first 1 to 2 years? It looks great. It sounds great. But the amount of dedication and what I call fire in the belly needs to be there in order to help somebody who, as I said before, they're selling their most expensive, one of their most expensive items probably of their lifetime. They have memories there. It's emotional. So they're dealing with emotions, memories, and financials to allow somebody like themselves to go ahead and try to get that on the market, get it to closing successfully, and think they're going to make and save money by doing that. It happens, but it happens very rarely. It happens sometimes when somebody is very versed in real estate. Maybe it was a former real estate agent. Maybe it was an attorney who says, I can do this on my own. Well, we all know what we say about anybody who is their own attorney. I won't even say it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So that's some of the things. And I just want to thank Alan for writing this up so beautifully and allowing me to talk about how we are not required and how many people really think about that. We are, again, we are going to have an open house this afternoon at 2007 Thistlewood. I'll be there from 2 to 4. If you'd like to stop by and say hi, if you'd like to stop by and buy the house and tour the house and let me show you how wonderful this house is and the accessibility and how immaculate it's kept, I would love to meet you. Again, it is at 2007 Thistlewood Road, zip code 21209, and I will be there to greet you and to say hi to you at 2 o'clock today. Give me a call if you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, give me a call. And if anybody has that rancher in Harford County that our caller called about earlier, give me a call so maybe we can match up a buyer, somebody who's looking for a home, with somebody who has one to sell. Again, this is Margaret Rome. You can reach me 410-530-2400.
Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.